It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to explore how to start practicing mindfulness, especially for those of you who are new to the concept. Maybe you've heard about the benefits of mindfulness, how it can help reduce stress, improve focus, and enhance emotional regulation, but you're unsure how to begin. That is completely normal. And the good news is, you don't need any prior experience to start. Mindfulness is something anyone can do, and it's all about finding what works best for you. Before we dive into the how, let's clarify what mindfulness is. Simply put, mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about becoming aware of your thoughts, emotions, and surroundings without getting caught up in them. Mindfulness teaches you to observe your daily experiences with curiosity and compassion rather than trying to control or change them. The key to mindfulness is that you don't need to clear your mind of all thoughts. This is a common misconception. Instead, mindfulness invites you to notice your thoughts and feelings as they come and go without becoming overly attached to them. Whether you're feeling calm, anxious, happy, or stressed, mindfulness helps you stay present and grounded in the moment. If you're new to mindfulness, here are some practical steps to get you started. Number one, start small. You don't need to dedicate an hour of your day to mindfulness practice, especially when you're just starting. Begin with just even a minute a day. Even 1 to 5 minutes of mindful breathing or meditation can make a difference. And starting small means that it's a habit, that you can build the habit first of doing it for just 1 minute a day. You can't make an excuse to yourself that you don't have 1 minute. And after you've built that habit of a minute a day, then you can slowly increase it to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10, 15, 20, whatever works for you. And number two, focus on your breath. A great way to begin practicing mindfulness is to focus on your breath. Find a quiet place to sit comfortably, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths. Pay attention to the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. When your mind inevitably starts to wander, and it will, gently bring your attention back to your breath. The simple practice of focusing on your breath, we'll get to the body in a minute, helps anchor you in the present moment. Number three is try a body scan meditation. So this is another beginner-friendly technique. This involves mentally scanning your body from head to toe, noticing any areas of tension or discomfort. Start at the top of your head and slowly work your way down to your toes, paying attention to how each part of your body feels. This practice helps you become more aware of your body and the physical sensations you might not normally notice. Number four, be consistent, not perfect. Mindfulness is not about being perfect. I've been doing this for 15 years, and my mind still wanders a lot. It's normal for your mind to wander. You don't need to judge yourself for that. What matters most is consistency, practicing mindfulness regularly, even if it's just for a short period of time each day. Over time, you'll find it easier to stay present, and the benefits will start to compound. Number five, incorporate mindfulness into daily activities. You don't have to set aside special time for mindfulness if your schedule doesn't allow for it. Although I'd say any schedule should be able to allow for 1 minute of meditation as a practice. But you can also integrate mindfulness into everyday activities like eating, walking, or even brushing your teeth. For example, when eating, try to savor each bite, noticing the taste, texture, and aroma of your food. This simple act of paying attention helps bring mindfulness into your daily life. Number six, set a daily intention for mindfulness. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make a daily intention. How many more ways can I continue to incorporate mindfulness into my daily routine even more? Setting an intention like this will help keep your focus and it'll help keep you motivated as you begin your mindfulness practice. Starting a mindfulness practice doesn't have to be intimidating. It's important to remember that mindfulness is a journey, and there's no right way to do it. The goal isn't to achieve perfection, but rather to bring more awareness and presence into your life. Now, I'm not sure exactly what Buddha meant or what Buddhists mean by enlightenment or nirvana. But to me, those aren't destinations. Those are particular moments when you are really in the moment without judgment. And so you can have more and more moments of enlightenment or nirvana throughout your life, rather than trying to achieve some end of that. Be patient with yourself, especially in the beginning, and allow the practice to evolve naturally over time. That's all I have for today. I do hope you have found these tips helpful and that you feel encouraged to start your mindfulness journey. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I do offer one-on-one and group coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support you as you begin your mindfulness journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.